Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the government shutdown only means there's more things to talk about in the political world. Jack O'Donnell joining us from O'Donnell and Associates to look at all of it. Jack, we'll start right there with the shutdown of the federal government now moving on past 2 weeks. Does not seem like there's an end in sight. What does the end game look like? What are people saying about that right now?
Well, good morning. I mean, I don't know that we're much closer to an end game. I think Democrats are looking to political advantage. Republicans are looking to political advantage. And until they really see an outcry from voters in the middle, I don't know a lot's going to move. We have heard some rumors that John Thune, the majority leader in the Senate, is talking about trying to move some smaller bills, like a minibus is what they call it in D.C., which might be some funding for laid-off workers, including the military, as a way to try to break this gridlock. But I don't know that that's ready to go anywhere.
And who's getting the blame for this from Americans?
Well, so far, you know, the polling we've seen is basically primarily both parties, though it seems to be hitting Republicans a little harder. You know, I think people do recognize that Republicans have the presidency and both houses of Congress. But, you know, for the most part now, the majority of voters are close to a high plurality of voters. They're blaming both parties.
We'll see what happens in the coming days. It's not the only thing, of course, politically going on. New York City mayoral debate last night, Jack, and it got a little heated at times. Three candidates on the stage. From your view, who came out the strongest?
Well, I think certainly Assemblymember Zora Mondami won the debate last night. Number one, because he's the front runner. Number two, because former Governor Andrew Cuomo, you know, came out hot and he needed to land some blows on Mondami. Mondami didn't make any mistakes, any big mistakes at least. You know, Cuomo came across as you know, a little shaky, was going back to his greatest hits rather, you know, things that didn't actually move voters in the Democratic primary. Curtis Sliwa, the Republican candidate, had a couple nice one-liners, but wasn't really a factor. You know, at the end of the day, Mondami, whatever you may think of his politics, is a very good communicator. And, you know, he took things like his inexperience and said, I'll compare my inexperience, I'll make up for it integrity. And Cuomo can't make up experience with his lack of integrity. So, he had a few good, really good hits on the former governor and held his own, which is what he needed to do last night.
You know, Mondami, outside of New York City, it's alarming to people that this Democratic Socialist is doing so well in the polls in New York. Why is he winning over voters, do you think?
Well, I think there's a couple reasons. I think one is, who he's running against in the city. I think in the city, you know, there's a clear, distinction and voters rejected Cuomo and he represents the past. And, you know, even some people who like him see him not being quite who he was a decade ago. I also think that New York City is one of the most expensive cities in the world. And so people who are living there, Mondami's push on affordability and really finding ways to make people live or afford to live in the city, it hits home to the people who are paying those prices and bearing those burdens. But I also think there's something deeper going on here, which is, a little bit like a Trump effect. I think there are people, a lot of people who maybe don't support all of Trump's policies, but really supported him disrupting the status quo. I think you're seeing some of that on the left, even people who may not support everything that Mondami is saying or who may have doubts about what he's going to do, they're fed up with the status quo, and Cuomo represents that. So voting for someone who's going to change the system is appealing.
Is there a weird effect going on? And granted, I don't know too much about New York City and the dynamics of it, but I remember an interview Cuomo did leading up to the Democratic primary where he admitted that he didn't vote for Eric Adams in the last election because he couldn't vote in the last election. He wasn't a resident in New York City that had the ability to vote in that election. Is he maybe running into a problem where all of these people who are raising red flags about Zohran Mamdani are people who maybe work, run businesses in New York City, but don't necessarily live there and are able to vote?
Yeah, that's absolutely a factor here. Cuomo has not been a resident of the city in a long time. He often was at war with the mayor of New York City, and not just their personalities, but, making clear the state controls the subways, the state controls the traffic patterns in the city, a number of different things. And I think that absolutely is having an impact. But also the supporters that you mentioned, right? I mean, we saw that in the Buffalo mayoral election. President Trump is not very popular in New York City, even if he did better there 4 years ago than he had previously. He still lost New York City by 40 points. So a lot of these folks who are expressing these concerns, who run these businesses, are also big Trump donors. And that's bounced back against Cuomo.
A really, really interesting race to be watching. And Election Day is less than 3 weeks away. Jack, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.